From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. On Capitol Hill, Senate lawmakers this week will decide whether to approve more money for the Cash for Clunkers car rebate program. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The House approved $2 billion to extend the Cash for Clunkers program just before taking off for recess last Friday. But in the Senate, some liberal Democrats have questioned the efficiency of the program, and now Republican opponents are surfacing to fight it. Speaking to Fox News Sunday, South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint.
This is crazy to try to rush this thing through again while they're trying to rush through health care and they want to get on to cap and trade electricity tax. We've got to slow this thing down.
Transportation officials say without new funds, Cash for Clunkers might have to be suspended as soon as tomorrow. But Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the government will make a good faith effort to reimburse participating dealers. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
That was the sound from a ceremony in Tehran today as Iran's supreme leader formally approved the second-term presidency of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The Iranian president will be sworn in by parliament on Wednesday. The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei approved the second term after a disputed election that leading reformists say was rigged to ensure the incumbent's victory. Moderates' defeated candidates say that the next government will be illegitimate. Iranian officials deny any fraud. After his inauguration, Ahmadinejad will have 2 weeks to submit his cabinet list to the parliament. The most generous educational benefits in a generation went into effect this past weekend for veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. Commanders in Iraq are getting the word out, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
For many soldiers serving in Iraq, there's little time to check out the sweeping benefits that include a free 4-year college education with the government picking up the tab. But word is spreading, and many on active duty are checking out websites to calculate their benefits. Paul Rykoff, executive director of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Association, says the new GI Bill is a victory for those who have served since 9/11.
You know, I think for the first time, it really gives Iraq and Afghanistan vets a sense that the country does really care about their future. I think it helps us feel less expendable, as you've got folks doing third, fourth, even fifth tours now.
Colleges across the country are gearing up for additional admissions. Unlike the World War II program, veterans can transfer the educational support to a spouse or to their children. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Oil prices jumped above $70 a barrel in Asian trading today on investor expectations that a recovering global economy will boost demand for crude oil. Benchmark crude was up $1.20 to $70.65 a barrel. This is NPR News. Cuba says it will cut spending on health and education programs as the country faces its worst economic crisis since the collapse of the Soviet Union. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
At a meeting of the Cuban National Assembly this weekend in Havana, officials slashed their economic growth projections for 2009 by almost a percentage point to 1.7%. Economic data for Cuba is at times difficult to compare to other nations because it folds in government spending on social programs. But even President Raul Castro at the meeting said Cuba is facing a very serious economic crisis. Raul also announced that Havana is establishing a new comptroller's office to oversee all government spending. Raul officially took over as president from his ailing brother Fidel last year. As opposed to Fidel, who would pour money into pet projects, Raul has called for fiscal accountability in an effort to root out waste and corruption. Raul also announced that he's willing to talk with Washington about anything except Cuba's communist system. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
One of former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein's best-known lieutenants has been convicted of helping plan the forced displacement of thousands of Kurds. Dozens of villages were destroyed, thousands of people were forced from their homes, and families were separated as part of Hussein's campaign against the Kurds in the late 1980s. The defense claimed that Tariq Aziz spent most of his time on diplomatic missions outside Iraq and was not involved in the atrocities. The former foreign minister and deputy prime minister had argued Hussein's case in the UN and other international forums. His lawyer called the verdict a political decision. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.